Lesson 44. I speak unto you as if you were present. From the Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Mormon, Chapter 7 through 9. Purpose. To help class members understand the warnings and counsel given by Mormon and Moroni to people living in the latter days. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Mormon Chapter 7. Mormon exhorts the latter-day descendants of Lehi to repent, believe in Christ, and be baptized. B. Mormon Chapter 8. Moroni prophesies that the Book of Mormon will come forth in a day of great wickedness. C. Mormon Chapter 9. Moroni calls on people in the latter days to believe in Christ. He proclaims that the Lord is a God of miracles. 2. Additional reading, Bible Dictionary, Miracles, pages 732 through 733, and the title page of the Book of Mormon. 3. You may want to speak with 4 class members in advance, asking each of them to prepare to read aloud one of the following passages. 2 Nephi, chapter 28, verses 2 through 6. Mormon, chapter 9, verse 7. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 17 through 19, and verses 21 through 22, and the 7th Article of Faith. 4. If you are using the attention activity, write the following statements on the chalkboard before class begins. I speak unto you as if you were present, and yet ye are not. Jesus Christ hath shown you unto me, and I know your doing. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Explain that teachers often use stories, object lessons, or interesting questions at the beginning of lessons to catch people's attention. Then refer to the statements that you have written on the chalkboard. See Preparation Item 4. Why should these statements catch your attention? In about AD 400, when Moroni made these statements, he was talking directly to us. See Mormon chapter 8, verse 35. Point out that all the teachings in Mormon chapter 7 through 9 are directed to people living in the latter days. Mormon chapter 7 contains counsel specifically for latter-day descendants of Lehi, and Mormon chapters 8 through 9 contains counsel for all people in the latter days. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Mormon exhorts the latter-day descendants of Lehi to repent, believe in Christ, and be baptized. Read and discuss Mormon chapter 7, which contains Mormon's words to the latter-day descendants of Lehi. You may want to explain that latter-day descendants of Lehi are found among the people of North, Central, and South America and the Pacific Islands. Have a class member read Mormon chapter 7, verse 2 aloud. Point out that in this final message, these were Mormon's first words to the latter-day descendants of Lehi. Why is it important for the descendants of Lehi to know that they are of the house of Israel? What blessings has the Lord promised to righteous members of the house of Israel? See Abraham chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. What instructions did Mormon give the latter-day descendants of Lehi? See Mormon chapter 7, verses 3 through 10, and the list below. Some items in the list include questions to encourage discussion. A. Repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Mormon chapter 7, verses 3, 5, 8, and 10. B. Lay down weapons of war unless God commands differently. Mormon chapter 7, verse 4. 7. Come to the knowledge of their ancestors. Mormon chapter 7, verse 5. Why is it important for the latter-day descendants of Lehi to gain a knowledge of their ancestors? See Mormon chapter 7, verse 9, and the title page of the Book of Mormon. How can we all benefit from a knowledge of God's works among our ancestors? D. Believe in Jesus Christ and His atonement. Mormon chapter 7, verses 5 through 7, and verse 10. E. Study the Gospel and the Bible in the Book of Mormon. Mormon chapter 7, verses 8 through 9. How does the Book of Mormon help people believe the Bible? See Mormon chapter 7, verse 9. See also 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 38 through 40, 2 Nephi chapter 3, verses 11 through 12. In this dispensation, the Lord has said that the Lamanites shall blossom as the rose. Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verse 24. How is this prophecy being fulfilled today? 2. Moroni prophesies that the Book of Mormon will come forth in a day of great wickedness. Read and discuss selected verses from Mormon chapter 8. Explain that this chapter contains Moroni's first writings after the death of his father Mormon. Have a class member read Mormon chapter 8, verses 1 through 5 aloud. What emotions do you sense from Moroni as you read these words? What can we learn from Moroni's diligence despite being so alone? Moroni prophesied of Joseph Smith, saying, "Blessed be he that shall bring this thing, the Book of Mormon, to light." Mormon chapter 8, verse 16. See also verses 14 through 15. What role did Moroni play in Joseph Smith's bringing the Book of Mormon out of darkness unto light? See Mormon chapter 8, verse 14. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 30 through 35, verse 46, and verse 59. What can we do so the Book of Mormon will continue to be brought out of darkness unto light? President Ezra Taft Benson said, "I commend you faithful saints who are striving to flood the earth and your lives with the Book of Mormon. Not only must we move forward in a monumental manner, more copies of the Book of Mormon, but we must move boldly forward into our own lives and throughout the earth more of its marvelous messages." In Conference Report, April 1989, page 3, or Ensign, May 1989, page 4. Have a class member read Mormon chapter 8, verses 21 through 22 aloud. How can Moroni's words in Mormon chapter 8, verse 22, strengthen us as we labor in the Lord's cause? What did Moroni prophesy about conditions in the world when the Book of Mormon would come forth? Have class members take turns reading verses from Mormon chapter 8, verses 26 through 33. As they read, ask them to discuss ways in which the conditions described in these verses are evident today. Why was Moroni able to prophesy so clearly concerning the last days? See Mormon chapter 8, verses 34 through 35. Moroni said that he would speak to those of us in the last days as if we were present. Mormon chapter 8, verse 35. Then he said, "I know that ye do walk in the pride of your hearts." Mormon chapter 8, verse 36. What did Moroni say about pride in the last days? See Mormon chapter 8, verses 36 through 41. How does pride affect people's attitudes toward the needy? See Mormon chapter 8, verses 37 and 39. Have a class member read Mormon chapter 8, verse 38 aloud. Why might some people be ashamed to take upon themselves the name of Christ? Why might it help us to remember that endless happiness has more value than the praise of the world? What should be our response to Moroni's prophecies about pride? President Ezra Taft Benson said, "The antidote for pride is humility, meekness, submissiveness." See Alma chapter 7, verse 23. It is the broken heart and contrite spirit. See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20, chapter 12, verse 19, Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 37, and section 59, verse 8, Psalm 34, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, and Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. God will have a humble people. Either we can choose to be humble or we can be compelled to be humble. Let us choose to be humble. In Conference Report, April 1989, page 6, or Ensign, May 1989, page 6. 3. Moroni exhorts people in the last days to believe in Christ. Read and discuss selected verses from Moroni chapter 9. Mormon chapter 9 begins with Moroni's words to people in the latter days who do not believe in Christ. Mormon chapter 9, verse 1. Why would such people be more miserable to dwell with God than to dwell with the damned souls in hell? See Mormon chapter 9, verses 3 through 5. What does Mormon chapter 9, verse 6 teach about what we must do so we can dwell in God's presence? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. Invite four class members to read the following scripture passages. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 2 through 6. Mormon chapter 9, verse 7. Joseph Smith History 1, verses 17 through 19, and 21 through 22, and the Seventh Article of Faith. See Preparation Item 3. How do these four passages relate to one another? What did Moroni say to people who do not believe in the gifts of the Spirit? See Mormon chapter 9, verses 8 through 10. To those who believe that God no longer performs miracles, Moroni said, "I will show unto you a God of miracles." Mormon chapter 9, verse 11. What did he teach to show that the Lord is a God of miracles? See Mormon chapter 9, verses 11 through 17, which is outlined on the next page. Point out that these doctrines summarize the plan of redemption. A. The creation of the heavens, the earth, and mankind. Mormon chapter 9, verses 11 through 12, and verse 17. B. The fall. Mormon chapter 9, verse 12. C. Redemption through Jesus Christ. Mormon chapter 9, verses 12 through 13. D. The resurrection of all people. Mormon chapter 9, verse 13. E. The return of all people to the Lord's presence to be judged. Mormon chapter 9, verses 13 through 14. Moroni referred to the many mighty miracles performed by Jesus and his apostles. Mormon chapter 9, verse 18. What are some miracles performed by Jesus and his apostles that have inspired you? What causes miracles to cease for some people? See Mormon chapter 9, verse 20. What signs will continue to follow those who believe in Christ? See Mormon chapter 9, verses 21 through 25. If someone were to tell you that the Lord is not a God of miracles, how would you respond? What experiences could you appropriately share to bear witness that the Lord is a God of miracles? Moroni exhorted us to doubt not, but be believing. Mormon chapter 9, verse 27. In this dispensation, the prophet Joseph Smith declared, "Where doubt is, there faith has no power." Lectures on Faith, 1985, page 46. What can we do to overcome our doubts? Joseph Smith taught, those who know their weakness and liability to sin would be in constant doubt of salvation if it were not for the idea which they have of the excellency of God, that he is slow to anger and long-suffering, and of a forgiving disposition, and does forgive iniquity, transgression, and sin. An idea of these facts does away doubt and makes faith exceedingly strong. Lectures on Faith, page 42. Conclusion. If you have not already done so, ask a class member to read Mormon chapter 9, verse 27. Point out that although Moroni warned of the judgments of God, he also testified of the Lord as a God of miracles, whose atonement brings to pass the redemption of man. Mormon chapter 9, verses 11 through 12. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. End of lesson 44, I speak unto you as if you were present, from the Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.